Crystal Furniture, they're now holding what you might call sort of a get 'em while you can sale. And they're clearing so much merchandise at such big savings, it's almost beyond imagination. For example, right now you can buy a beautiful, perfectly gorgeous sofa, rust velvet, that was $1,074. Price now $759. It must go. They're making room, you know, for new merchandise on the way from the big furniture fair. And here's a dining room suite. Stanley pedestal table, two armchairs, four side chairs. And this was $1,613. The price now, $1,199. Honestly, there must be hundreds of items that you can select from, and you've an opportunity to save like you probably have never had an opportunity to save before. So before you forget the whole idea of that purchase of new furniture, get to Crystal Furniture, 5530 West Broadway. And please bear in mind, for your convenience, they're open till 9 p.m. every evening, Monday through Friday. 5530 West Broadway. Tell them I sent you. Thank you.
Don't worry about me.
Billy Eckstein, you weren't planning on it anyway, were you? I mean, worrying about me. I hated that opening line, though. I forgot about that. It said, forget about me. Don't you dare. Well, we mustn't forget to bring you up to the minute concerning that prep hockey tournament at Civic Center. In the first game this past evening, Bloomington Jefferson defeated Apple Valley 4-1. In the final game of the evening, Irondale 5, South St. Paul 3. So it'll be Bloomington, Jefferson, Irondale tomorrow night, 7:30, the play-by-play with Cannon here on WCCO. How did things go for the Twins yesterday? Pretty well. They defeated LA 3-1 in exhibition baseball play. And Wisconsinites, I'm sorry, but in the NAIA semifinals, Bethany Nazarene knocked out Wisconsin Eau Claire 62-54. The NBA, New Jersey over Cleveland, 140-140. Make that 140-125. New York, 127. Chicago, 117. Atlanta, 119. Denver, 117. Indiana, top Boston, 101-94. Seattle, 102. Detroit, 100. Milwaukee, 120. Philadelphia, 104. Houston, 126. Portland, 104. And just in, the final score, L.A. down Kansas City, 116-101. In the NHL, it was Boston topping Washington solidly, 7-1. Buffalo 5, Winnipeg 2. And in the second period, Vancouver is leading Chicago, 5-2. There it is. That's our little sports review for the moment. Let's check the moment for you. That would be 16 minutes past the hour of midnight. Not much left to go. Going to leave you early this morning and turn things into the hands of Joe McFarlane, who will be joining us for weather, I do believe, at the bottom of this hour, letting you know how things will go weather-wise over the entire five states. It certainly has been beautiful and spring-like and all kinds of signs of it, really. And we'll take a look at some of those in a little bit. Don't go away. You love, and I'll tell you why we selected that tune tonight. There may be a lot of you listening in very distant places who have joined us perhaps many nights over the last 22 years here at Hobbs House. We'll not be speaking to you again from here at WCCO, and we regret that. We've made a lot of friends in a lot of places, overseas and over this continent too. It's been a delight to have been able to serve you with the information that you have wanted, weather-wise, news-wise, and so on. We've loved your good company, and what more can I say than we wish you love, success, and good luck, and all that you may wish for yourself. Thank you for having been a guest here at Hobbs House over the years. The time In the central zone, of course, 21 past midnight. A brand new and a beautiful morning it is, too, with that clear 28, northwest wind at 9. And this new day is Saturday, March 14. Sunrise, 6:28 this morning, and it will set at 6:18. High a year ago, 35. We may better that by 20 degrees today. And it could be a kind of a meaningful morning for many of you who might be in need of what we're about to talk about here, courtesy of banks. Now, we want to tell you about their portable quartz heaters, first of all. They can save you two ways. And they're going to be featured at both locations, the warehouse and the main store. Portable quartz heaters. You've read about them, I'm sure. They'll save you in price, below discount prices. They'll save you in energy bills, too. Mattresses and box springs. Both of these items are being featured at the warehouse this coming day, early. They also are featuring at the main store portable quartz heaters, brand name women's wear, scouting uniforms for men, women, and children, and new men's spring suits and sport coats, too. And of the weight, gentlemen, that you can wear right on into summer. So make it early if you can. They open at 8:30. The closet 5 today. They'll be open noon to 5 on Sunday. The warehouse, 2565 Casota Avenue in St. Paul, just off Highway 280. And the main store, near Central and East Hennepin in Minneapolis. Spend an evening. We hope that is an appropriate title. We hope you found some pleasant evenings here at Hobbs House. As we come to a close here on CCO with about an hour and a half to go, I certainly want to extend my thanks to Steve and to Michelle, Carol Govender, who works our switchboard during the daytime, took time out of an evening to come down and say goodbye. And I really am touched by that, and I mean it most sincere. Thanks, kids. Not just for the lovely cake and the champagne, but for your kind wishes. And I know they're there. So, kindly sit back, relax a little bit, and we'll catch up with the weather with Joe in just about 3-4 minutes. Tried, ladies. Hannah's hand cream. We've had a lot of calls here at CCO over the last week or so. We've talked about Hannah's for a long time. It's a fine product. You ladies wanted to know where you will find Hannah's hand cream. It's a great moisturizer, believe me. A moisturizer that will do such good for you. Now, we've had that endorsement from beauty salons and people who are true experts in the field. Hannah's hand cream developed, still produced by a very successful Twin City businesswoman, Myrtle Hannah. And here's where you'll find it. And you'll find, by the way, that it comes in a very attractive white jar. It's only $3.50 plus tax. You'll find it at all of the Dayton stores, as well as Paints Drugs in Faribault, Minnesota. Bear this in mind, too, because it's important to you. Hannah's hand cream is guaranteed to be the very best hand cream you've ever used, or your money back. Will you check it out? Remember, you can pick it up at Dayton's. Going to pick up with Joe on the weather news right here from WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis. What happens, Joe? What does a lady become when she marries a prince. Now, this is not a gag. I'm not giving you that kind of a deal. But I was just thinking of Lady Diana Spencer, who will be marrying Prince Charles.
She does not become a princess, does she?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Maybe somebody listening will let us know what the protocol would be. Call us at 370-0611. The thing that brought it to mind is the fact that it wasn't a particularly good Friday, March the 13th, for Prince Charles. He fell off his horse during an amateur steeplechase, and his bride-to-be, Lady Diana Spencer, watched from the sidelines. But Prince Charlie suffered only a bloody nose.
But that's what brought it to mind.
Mm. So if you, good neighbor, know the answer, give us a jingle.
Like to hear.
You're going to like to hear this.
Nice weather coming up.
Yes, for North Dakota, mostly clear tonight. Lows will be in the 20s, then mostly sunny, very mild Saturday with highs in the upper 40s into the lower 60s. You start planting again. In South Dakota, mostly clear tonight, lows in the teens to the mid-20s. Clear to partly cloudy Saturday and warmer, highs in the mid-50s to mid-60s. Clear and cool for Iowa tonight with lows in the teens to the 20s, but fair and mild Saturday through Sunday. High Saturday from around 50 up into the lower 60s. Wisconsin will have a fair sky tonight with lows in the teens to the 20s. And then Saturday, sunny and much warmer with highs in the mid-40s to the mid-50s. And do we take a break here? We'll just keep right going with the Minnesota weather. All right, tonight, mostly clear. Lows from 12 above into the middle 20s. And then Saturday, partly cloudy and warmer with highs in the middle 40s to the upper 50s. Occasional cloudiness Saturday night with a slight chance of some flurries. In the north, lows from the 20s to the lower 30s. And on Sunday for Minnesota, clear to partly cloudy, continued mild with highs in the lower 40s to lower 50s. And St. Paul, Minneapolis area, mostly clear tonight, a low in the low to mid 20s. Partly cloudy Saturday, the high will be in the mid 50s. And the low Saturday night into the low 30s, and clear to partly cloudy on Sunday with a high again in the middle 50s. The wind variable 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight, and southwesterly 10 to 20 miles per hour on Saturday. At the present time, we have a clear sky over the area. Pressure now is 30.11 inches and steady. The relative humidity is 60%. The wind from the northwest at 9 miles per hour. And it's minus 3 Celsius, 28 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's now 26 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. So we're going back into the music room again and join Franklin Hobbs. One of the last few times, Franklin, you'll have me to do some weather and news for you.
I would have you to pick on.
Unless you want to call me periodically and I'll read some news and weather for you.
I might do that, Joe, over the next 3 weeks when I'm vacationing. I'll miss it, so I'll, at the half hour, I'll just call Michelle and have her turn up the volume on the telephone.
See how Joe's doing on the weather and the news.
That's right.
Well, we certainly miss you, Franklin. It's been, I guess 14 years since I arrived on the scene.
Is that?
Yeah. You've been here 22, so you beat me by a few years there.
A few.
Yeah. Well, we certainly wish you well.
I thank you very much.
And so forth.
I appreciate that. And somehow or other, you know, we're going to see one another, all of us around here.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing, though.
They probably will call me in by Wednesday to record something.
Yeah. Something didn't get done. It's funny, though, how people not in the industry assume that, you know, everybody else at all the other radio or TV stations, you know, and as I say, sometimes I don't even see the guys around here. Week after week.
That's right.
Week,
so. It's exactly right. So. I have seen, for example, Viking. I used to see him, you know, way, way back, 20 years ago, 22 or whatever, every morning. And now, if I see him once a year, it's rather unusual,
really.
And Charlie and Raj, I see Raj. Maybe if he's sitting in for somebody very early, you know, the 5 o'clock stand, I will see him maybe twice a year for a week or something. That's about that. Other guys, I saw the ever popular, what's his name? One of the guys here the other night, for the first time in, I'll bet, 2 years.
Two years.
I see Ray, because he comes wandering in. You do the sports early in the morning.
Yeah.
No, you really don't. You don't bump into one another, particularly at this end of the clock.
Yeah, right.
And as far as people at other stations, I have to admit, because of my contract, and they go out to the house, you know, you join CCO, and they solder all of your radios at 830, so they won't move.
Won't move, yeah.
And so I honestly don't know what's going on in the other radio. They even sneaked in my car. That's soldered, too.
That's soldered?
Yeah. No, it's been a long time. I was just, I'm going to try, somehow or other, as I walk around here the next hour and a half, to try to recall all of the people, or some of them anyway, that have been guests, that were guests at Hobbs' house.
Oh, yeah.
Many, many years ago, back before we got a program director who just said, don't talk, play music.
Mm-hmm.
And he's retired now, fishing someplace off Oregon, and they practically banned the guests. You know, we had people like Shearing and Basie and Ellington and Ella and Manfred, a zillion people, yeah. And until he came out of the woodwork. Well, anyway, it's one of those things, and we'll try to recall the big number of people that we had as guests, and they were a lot of fun, too. Somebody asked me earlier who was the most interesting, most fun to have on the air. I'd have to say Shearing.
Mm-hmm.
Just a fantastic man.
Well.
And I can recall one story that he told about Goldie. And I went through, you know, with him over the years, two of his guide dogs, Goldie and another dog I think called Rep. Anyway, he told of a trip on an airliner, and they had pulled into Florida. And, you know, the guide dog is allowed to sit next to his master on the aircraft. He's allowed on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And back in those days, they didn't pull the nose of the aircraft into one of those walkway things.
Yeah.
You got off the airplane, went down a steep staircase and so on. So as George went to the door with Goldie, the pilot was right behind him. And he said, Mr. Shearing, I'll take your dog if you'd like to just follow the handrail. And I should probably preface this with the fact that George is sightless. And so George said, fine, you take the dog and I'll go down. So he went down ahead, followed the handrail, and he kept right on walking. And he said, I would have loved to have been able to see the expressions on the people standing at the fence as they watched that pilot coming across the way with a guide dog.
That's a great story.
That's George's sense of humor. He's fantastic. Well. Thank you for your kind wishes, Joe.
Yep, you're welcome.
We'll move some music, if we may.
I'll probably see you before you leave.
Oh, I would reckon as how. Let's track this. This just in from our WCCO News Bureau. Pakistani officials say heavy rain has now delayed the takeoff of a plane carrying 54 Pakistani prisoners on the first leg of a flight to Libya. That's the deal, as you know, demanded by terrorists in exchange for release of 102 hostages on a hijacked plane in Syria. No word on when the plane will depart. Sure as can be, there are some of you listening to me right now in Bloomington who have never visited your Pannekoekenhuis. And it's mighty convenient. I'll give you the location in a moment. But I do want to get this across to you. No matter what the time of the day, 24 hours a day, you can select from an absolutely huge menu of skillet breakfast, omelets, side orders, pancakes and roll-ups, dinners, even a kiddies menu. So, be it after church on a Sunday, after a late party, the middle of the week or the weekend, any time at all, you pay them a call, you'll love what you order. And don't overlook that special Dutch pancake, will you? The Dutch Pannekoeken, that's the house specialty at the Pannekoekenhuis in Bloomington. And that would be, of course, 9820 Aldrich Avenue South. And don't forget, there's another in Brooklyn Park, in West St. Paul, and Columbia Heights, too.
Pardon me if I stay home 2, 3, 4 weeks in a row.
That's Victor Moon. And this is one of the final time checks for the clock on the mantel. Here at Hobbs House, WCCO. It's now 13 till 1. As we informed you minutes back, Pakistani officials say that heavy rain has now delayed the takeoff of a plane carrying 54 Pakistani prisoners on the first leg of a flight to Libya. That's the deal demanded by terrorists in exchange for release of the hostages on that hijacked plane in Syria. There is no word when the plane will depart. Sources at the Karachi, Pakistan airport say the departure of the aircraft has been delayed, as we say, and as soon as we get word of the delay or the takeoff time, we shall zip it along to you. TASS News Agency says two Soviet cosmonauts have hooked up their Soyuz spacecraft with the orbiting Soyuz 6 space station. They're going to check the station's equipment and perform any maintenance necessary. Washington officials say Soviet military advisors and technicians have been sent to the African country of Chad to support occupying Libyan forces, mainly by maintaining the Soviet-built Libyan equipment. CIA Deputy Director Bobby Inman has told the Senate Intelligence Committee that the job of the intelligence agency is abroad and that the CIA has no plans to spy on Americans inside the U.S. Now the inside on the Metropolitan Forecast, and you're going to like it. Clear this morning, dropping to possibly the low 20s. Partly cloudy during the day of Saturday with a high in the middle 50s. Down to the low 30s. On Sunday morning, and it'll be a clear to partly cloudy Sunday, high again in the middle 50s. Delightful. 28 right now, Twin Cities, and it's clear. Score in the prep hockey tournament, huh? Well, it was Irondale 5, South St. Paul 4. No, 3. 2? 3, I think. I don't have it. It's around here somewhere, but too deep to dig for. So we remind you of the championship game coming up from Civic Center, 7:30 the coming night. Cannell will bring you the play-by-play, and Hartman, I guess, is going to be there, and all kinds of dignitaries. Dignitaries? Morgan Mundane?
Come on to my house.